You know, joining us for today's reality check is Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Kevin Dayton. He has a story about a federal probe into the United Public Workers Union. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
Good. I'm good. Now, for let our listeners know, because UPW is kind of a blue-collar government workers union.
Correct. They've got members, a membership of about 13,000 statewide. Most of them are blue-collar workers for state or county. And then also there are the corrections officers for the state. And they also have about 1,000 private sector employees who are also on the union roll.
Now, it's interesting that, you know, you got wind of this federal probe because, you know, recently we've seen the feds go after, I think, other union officials. So, you know, there's the ILWU case, and I think there's IBEW as well.
Right, I was going to say IBEW, yeah. And this one appears to have grown out of some internal union controversies. There was a complaints from members that resulted in an AFSCME. I got to look and see what that stands for. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees audit of the union finances for 2 years. And that ended up turning up a number of irregularities, things that AFSCME became concerned about. And from there, that led on to a union trial that it resulted in the removal of Dayton Nakani-Luo and Joni Endo, who basically their job titles, let me flip real quickly here. They were, Dayton would be the state director, and Endo was known as the administrator of fiscal and membership services. Currently, both of them have filed a lawsuit now alleging that their rights were violated in the terminations.
So what were the kind of expenditures that, you know, got the eye of the feds?
There were a bunch of things, actually. Just to give you the short list, some of the things that were cited was a $21,800 in credit card charges that lacked documentation. That was specifically relevant to Dayton Nakani-Luo. And then another $26,659 for meals on one card during a two-year period. And the auditors basically complained that it was unclear what union business was involved. Another transaction that they flagged was a little bit more complicated. That's a $165,000 check, which was a down payment or an installment on what was to be a documentary about the union. That had some internal controversy because the president of the union declined to sign the check, and then Dayton Nakani-Luo co-signed it himself. And you know, apparently that was flagged by the auditors as well.
Yeah, I happened to be out in the field when that crew was out filming a cleanup at one of the schools, and I talked with them recently, and I know they were kind of surprised to hear, you know, about the investigation, and you know, the project was basically up in the air, not just because of the funding, but because of COVID.
Right, right. And what this seems to have done is it has pulled in investigators from the U.S. Department of Labor, the Internal Revenue Service, and also the state attorney general's office has had some level of participation in this as well. What they've done is they've subpoenaed thousands of documents from the union. That would include documents such as credit card transactions, credit card records, contracts. They've also subpoenaed records related to various relationships that the union has with a number of law firms in town. There had been a question in some of the auditing records that perhaps the union did not have contracts, formal contracts with the law firms, but they had paid some extraordinary amounts in the millions of dollars to the law firms, and that was being questioned by the auditors as well.
And did you get any comment back from the Labor Department or State Attorney General?
No, well, this is U.S. Department of Labor. Mm-hmm. They've declined comment. State Attorney General declined comment, but that's to be expected. They don't, in normal situations, they will not confirm or deny whether an investigation is ongoing. So there hasn't been a lot coming from the authorities that are investigating. We did get some, when Dayton Nakani-Luo was removed, he was replaced by an administrator, Liz Ho, over at UPW, and she essentially confirmed the very sort of voluminous request for documents that the feds have made and said that they are complying as best they can.
Now, the one big, I guess, scandal was, years ago with Gary Rodriguez when he was removed.
2002, correct. That was, you know, one of the most famous cases, corruption cases, I think, in Hawaii history. It certainly ranks up near the top. Mr. Rodrigues had been, he ended up pleading guilty to a number of federal charges and was, he ended up serving, I believe it's 2 years in federal prison. And it, what happened in the wake of that, after he was removed, an administrator was appointed by AFSCME, and then Dayton Nakanilua, who was very close to Gary Rodrigues, ended up being voted in by the membership as the new state director. And so he essentially took over from Gary. And, it, you know, it's unfortunate that the union is back in this position again.
Right. Well, we'll have to see where this probe goes. But thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
That was Kevin Dayton with today's Reality Check. To find his story, go online to civilbeat.org.